Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Jake Volnick with you guys here on Overtime. Coming up in about an hour's time, as we always do, we'll get to Get a Grip. But right now, let's head out to the fan hotline. Talk to our good friend over there at Cleveland.com. We talk to him every Friday at 8 o'clock. It's Lance Reisling, Coach Riz. Lance, what's going on?
Not much, Jake. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, we're not doing too bad, Lance. I've had some time to calm down, but my Sunday was atrocious. It was bad. I usually don't let these games get to me emotionally, like especially when you lose to teams like, I don't know, the Ravens who you play this week or the Patriots or the Lions. I don't accept defeat before it happens, but like I can rationalize it. This week was tough. I could not rationalize this loss. I'm still heated about it.
Yeah, no, there's some emotion. And once again, I've always been a believer that emotion is investment. Emotion is you have expectations. And I think Browns fans do. And they've been down so long. I'm a Browns fan as well. It's the idea of at some point in time, you think they're going to go over the hump. And the only way that happens is to keep moving. I know it sounds terrible and it's hard to do, but as a coach, that's what I always said. You just got to keep moving and keep pushing and keep trying.
Well, I'm interested from your perspective, Lance. Were you surprised to see no changes at all this week, essentially across the board? Coaching staff remains the same despite, you know, multiple mess-ups. Quarterback doesn't change. Personnel as a whole with the Cam Thomas thing. You saw no repercussion outwardly, publicly from that. Were you surprised at all from that?
Well, you know, it's funny because everybody talks about, you know, I heard a lot about Mike Tomlin after the game and I heard about, you know, and how Stefanski handles it. Both have been successful, and the only thing that I would say is that when you get outside your character, guys know it, whether they're high school kids, college kids, men in the pros, if you get outside your character and you try to do something that's not you, it looks phony, it comes off as phony. So the way Kevin has handled things, people don't really like, but especially in times like this, that's important that he's like that. This is who he is, and whether you like it or not, this is how he handles things. And where some coaches call people out, you know, that was kind of my dad, you know, getting their face more old school. You know, some coaches aren't like that, and both ways have been successful. But I will say this: when you're not having success, and you're not a screamer and yeller, and you're not an in your face kind of guy, it's easier to attack. And that's just the reality of it. But I will say this: as a coach, coordinator, quarterback, you sign up for that, and the only way you can change that is go out and perform.
All right, so I guess when we look at Kevin in general, not that I was expecting Kevin to be fired, but if you take this from the outside view, Lance, this is by far the worst loss they've had opponent-wise. If you're going to get fired, it probably would have been losing to a Jets team. Does it feel like no matter what now, rest of the course of the year, no matter the way it goes, at least till the offseason, Kevin's job's safe?
Well, I would say this. I would say, you know, when people are in charge, the thing that I always look for, you know, at position groups as a head coach, is your team quitting? And this team isn't quitting. Now, they're not playing very well. They're especially not playing well on offense, but special teams have been just as bad. I posted something this week because the special teams have been really, really bad. And I like the fact that Bubba owned it because he's a really good football coach. None of these coaches are bad. Sometimes it's a bad fit. Sometimes you're not doing well, like any other job. But they have to figure out as a staff. They have to figure out as a group because right now inside that room, they're the only people that think they can win. They're the only people that think they can turn this around. So, no, I don't think there's going to be a lot of changes unless they quit, unless they give in and quit. And you can see that when teams are out there when they quit. And I haven't seen that yet, and I hope not to.
So, Lance, you had another post on social media as well earlier this week. I know Daryl picked it up and was very high praise for it. Basically, the reasons why the Browns are failing right now. Just dig into those a little bit. Hey, how big of issues are they right now, and how fixable are they?
Well, you know, it's the post was just kind of like, you know, after the game, the level of frustration that everybody has. You know, I have that level of frustration too. But my mindset is always go back to work. My mindset is always kind of what we got to do to figure this out and get on the right track. And a lot of times as a head coach, that's why it's lonely on top, because you're going to have moments where you're alone. And so that the post was really like how everything is involved in here, from the owner to the general manager to the coach to the players. To everybody's involved. You know, the special teams have been bad. The quarterback has been inconsistent. The O-line has been bad. So it was really just a matter of this struggle that the Browns are having, everybody's got their hand in it. And that should be, you know, beneficial in terms of everybody's got to help get them out of it. And that's really what it was all about. It's, you know, some of the numbers with the special teams and things like that, but really the overall kind of theme was, listen, everybody's got their hand in this. It's not one person. It's not one player. It's not one position. You know, and I'm going to say this about like Dillon Gabriel, you know, the hatred that he has gotten when you're a quarterback, what you sign up for. This is not all his fault. And, you know, I didn't think he played nearly as bad as people thought he played. Now, the thing that he's lacking for me is impactful plays, but I thought he made some good throws. I also thought he made some great throws, terrible throws. However, when the narrative is written that you're terrible, the only way you can fix that is go out and make plays. And he's got to make sure that he hits the layups. He's got to make sure, you know, because his throws right now are really, really good or really, really bad. He's got to kind of get him in the middle, and that's where what he's struggling with. But that's really what the overall theme was, Jake. Just that everybody's got their hand in this, and they got to stick together and pull through.
Lance, I like that you bring up Dillon Gabriel, because obviously quarterback's always a big point of conversation, but I think especially right now it is. I mean, just looking at the way he played last week, you talk about the layups. Have you ever seen quarterbacks that have gone on to have great level of success really struggle with the things that Dillon has? Because it feels like down the field, there's obviously some mistakes that you expect. But right now, I think the biggest issue with a lot of fans is that it's the stuff that is the wide open. It's a layup. It's the 5-yard route down the middle of the field. It's the screen pass to Malachi Corley that he airmails him. I don't see a ton of great quarterbacks make those mistakes, I guess.
Well, you know, I go back to 89. It shows my age a little bit. Troy Aikman was 0-9 out of the blocks. He was terrible. Mm-hmm. But I will say that I will say this about both guys, because one, if you critique one guy and you're on one side of it, it's that you don't like the other guy or you love the other guy. For me, I'm just trying to evaluate the quarterbacks. And for me, I watched all 18,000 yards Dillon threw for. I watched all 14,000 yards Shador threw for. 155 touchdowns for Dillon, 134 for Shador in his career. So they both can make all the throws. When people say they can't make the throws, they can make all the throws. They can both process very well. They took him in the third round. They took Shador in the fifth round. Whether we like that or not, that I assume, you know, learning the system, that has something to do with it, who they invested in early. Once again, this comes down to this is a total offensive failure. He's involved in it. However, there's other people involved too, but the quarterback position always gets too much praise and it's much critical. That's where Dillon's at right now, because his mistakes, you're right, the Corley throw, some of the underneath stuff, those are bad throws. And when you make bad throws and people have kind of a narrative that you can't do it, you know, when people say he can't do that, I've seen him make all the throws. I've seen both make all the throws. And, you know, I make a point to try to watch every single throw from college, and I make a point to watch every single throw in camp. And the bottom line is he's got to make throws that he's missing. He's processed, you know, his footwork has been really good. I thought he used his feet in the second half pretty well last week. He's not playing nearly as bad as everybody thinks he played. For me, he's not playing as impactful as I thought he'd play, because he can process, he can do those things. And those are things you got to improve or you won't be the quarterback. But this is a team failure on offense. He's a part of it, so he's got to be part of it that picks it up.
Lance Rising, Cleveland.com with us here on the Fan Hotline. Lance, I like that you throw out there that you thought he didn't play as bad as people thought this week. Because help me out then, because I hear Kevin and Co. consistently saying they like the progress he's making. I guess to the naked eye, just watching it on the field on Sunday, I'm struggling to see that progress, as I imagine a lot of Browns fans are too.
Oh, there's no question. So, you know, obviously, I think it comes down to if you watch the throws he misses, Jake, they're pretty bad, right? So yeah. The little route, you know, Judy's running under route, crossing route. I think Dylan thinks he's going to stop because it's zone. Judy thinks it's man. Whatever, whoever's wrong. But the throw looked really bad. The Corley throw looked really bad. But when you're not playing well and the level of frustration is at where it's at with fans, and whether it's a Dylan guy or Shador guy, that's the part of the problem too, is that people have turned it in kind of those guys against each other. This is about the Browns trying to move forward as an offense. So his misses with the level of frustration people have, those are what people see. They don't see good throws. They don't see drops. They don't see good footwork. They don't see using his feet in the second half. They don't see, they don't see some of the stuff that's happening around him along with him. So the idea that he played great, no, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying he's a part of what's going on out with this offense, from the running game to the offensive line to tight ends to receivers. Everybody's got their hand in it, including the play calling. I thought
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Play calling was a little bit sharper. I think they had to get Corley the ball. I thought they stretched the field a little bit. I thought they were a little bit more aggressive. I thought they did a great job of moving him in the pocket. If you're going to draft him, then you have to do what he does well. He's not just a pocket guy. He's got to move around. Now, if he doesn't do it and Shador comes in and can, that's great too. Both of these guys have shown me that they can make all the throws. For Shador not to be playing, I'm a big Dan Orlovsky fan. I heard him on the show the other day. Something's not happening in practice. Whether it's true or not, we don't know, but they're seeing something he's not doing in practice. Now, I don't know what that is. Like I said, I watched every single throw in camp. I thought he did a really nice job. I thought Dylan had more on his plate. I thought when Shador got his chance, he did a great job. So I think he will get a chance. There's still a solid 2 months left in the season. But to say that, I think the narrative is when you're frustrated is it's always been the case. The quarterback and the coordinator are the first to blame, rightfully so. That's what you sign up for. So I think better things are to come, but we shall see. But he's got to improve the accuracy, and his misses can't be as bad as they are.
All right, Lance, before we take a look at this Ravens game, Jerry Jeudy, obviously 12 targets, had 6 catches, the touchdown, a handful of yards. I guess from weeks past to this week, was there a massive difference in the way that you saw Jeudy actually play, not just the way that he was used?
Well, yeah, if I think getting Tillman back, people don't understand, not only is Tillman a threat, but what you can do with Jeudy, then you can move him around a little bit. And, one thing that a college coordinator usually does when they get to the NFL is in college and high school, you only have so many great players, even at Alabama. You only have so alpha guys, right? And so you have to, with the Browns offense being so poor right now, I think Tommy Reese did a great job of force feeding him the ball, right? So making him the primary, depending on the coverage, by formation, that's all film study. That's what they do all day. And then you get some quick screens. You work him in the slot a little bit because Tillman can be outside. But yeah, I thought, Jerry Jeudy is a very typical NFL receiver with high level. I don't think he's a true number one, but I think he can be a 1B kind of guy. But he's a guy, when he gets early touches, his juices get flown a little bit. And they have to do a good job. If he's your guy, whether you like that or not, because some coaches are like, my dad would be like, well, he's got to want to do it from the start. Great, but he's your guy. I understand that. So you have to kind of meet those guys where they're at. Get him an early touch. It doesn't even mean that he has to have a big play. Just get the ball in his hands early, and that usually gets the motor going. I thought Tommy Reese did a good job with that. I'd still like them to get the ball to Njoku a little bit more, but I thought he did a good job of finding Jeudy and getting those juices going.
All right, Lance, let's take a look at this week that we have in front of us. Obviously, it's Ravens week coming up on Sunday. I always pin you as the optimist. You always have a positive outlook on things. This one has to be hard to imagine a Browns win right now, no?
Well, you know, here's the thing. Once you get on film, and that, you said it just right, it's not really, you know, it's optimism, Jake, but it's on film. So what I always try to do, and I used to tell my coaches this, get on film and find what they do, find a weakness. Everybody has weaknesses. Now, can you exploit them? That's another thing. But everybody has weaknesses. And, you know, I would always tell my coach, what's the other option? Saying we can't win? So you got to go in and you got to find those weaknesses. You got to find out what you can do. You can attack these guys with the pass game. You can attack these linebackers with tight ends, which the Browns are good at. They're going to struggle with the run game. Good. Make sure you get the ball. Make sure you move the pocket. You know, you got to make sure that, you know, Lamar Jackson beats you from the pocket. So make sure everybody pass rushes right. You can win special teams. That's all about effort, lineup, lane integrity. You can win special teams regardless of what the skill is. So, yeah, I do. I don't think of it as optimism. I think of it, what's the other choice, right? As a coach, you go in and you're thinking, we're going to find weaknesses on another team and we're going to exploit those and we're going to win this game. And I hope that's how those coaches are. Most coaches, especially at that level, that's how they're thinking. They're not worried about what anybody else says. So, yeah, I think there is a possibility they got to win. They got to play really well and not make mistakes, and they got to control what they can control.
Lance, you pointed out some of the things on defense. Offensively, the Ravens' offensive line has not looked great at all. Hey, would you consider that the weakness on that side of the ball by far?
Absolutely. You know, I think their biggest strength is not, besides Lamar Jackson and Henry, but I think the Browns do a great job. Their penetrating style makes Henry go sideways. He'll always struggle against gap penetrating teams because he's more of a downhill guy. So I don't see him having a big game regardless just because of the scheme of the Browns. But the guy who's it's not a player, it's Todd Monken. Todd Monken is the first kind of guy who does some things. He kind of plays off what the Browns do well. He'll trap, he'll counter, he'll crunch. He'll kind of allow these linemen to come upfield and try to trap them because they can't block them. And then he'll isolate the backs, tight ends on the linebackers and safeties, try to get Delpit against, you know, Flowers or Andrews. And then obviously, you know, the big thing, you know, that he does, I think, is he puts Lamar in good positions. And the thing that kills you with Lamar is not the design runs. He's excellent there. It's those third and mediums when they're throwing the ball and he scrambles. That's what he's killer at. So, the offensive line's got a key. They got to make sure they rush. But that's a matchup. When you say the optimism, that's a glaring win for the Browns. They got to make sure they exploit that because they're much better up front than the Ravens are on that side of the ball.
All right, defensively, you pointed out some of the things, Lance. Obviously, this is a banged-up defense early on in the year. What is the major difference in just how much better have they gotten since the Browns saw them in Week 2?
Well, I think Hamilton is obviously they're doing a good job of getting him all around the play. So he plays down the box. He plays on the half. He covers guys that, you know, he'll cover slot receivers. He'll cover tight ends. I think he can be had. I think he's a great football player, but I don't think he's great in coverage. I think he's really good in coverage. The thing that the Browns got to do that I didn't think they did a very good job of in the first game, they didn't get Smith blocked inside. So sometimes your schematics are, you know, you're going to go to the number two linebacker in the box or number one linebacker in the box. The bottom line is you got to get Roquan Smith blocked. Secondly, you got to make sure in your pass protection that your back is not going against the big linebacker, which happened a bunch in that first matchup where the Browns would slide left and then poor Samson would be stuck, picking up Roquan Smith with a 6-yard run. That's very, very hard to do. So again, control the controllables, make sure you set your kids up for success. Get Roquan Smith blocked. Make sure you, Van Noy's playing a little bit better. I really like him on film. Travis Jones is a big, he's not going to do much, but he's a big guy. You got to move. They got to make sure that offensive line gets movement. Again, I think gap schemes work very well against this odd front. But again, I think the Browns offensive line inside, they got a little bit better last week. It's minuscule, but you watch the film and you find out what they did well, and they moved a little bit better last week.
All right, Lance, we've got about 30 seconds. One thing you saw from the Browns change that they did this last week against the Jets that they have to do against the Ravens to find success again.
Yeah, they got to move. They got to be aggressive, especially on first down, on those run downs. They're going to have to start taking some chances because when it's true passing situations, the quarterback has really struggled. So early downs, they got to, if they can get some momentum, early downs, get some run game going, and then maybe in that second quarter you start taking some first down play action shots, try to stretch the field a little bit.
All right, Lance, always good to hear from you. Always appreciate the time. Obviously, everyone can hear from you Sunday morning. You'll be on with the Browns playing in the 4 o'clock window from 1 until kickoff alongside JP. Look to hearing from you then as well.
Absolutely, buddy. We'll see you on Sunday.
No doubt about it. Lance Reisen, Cleveland.com, with this air on the Fan Hotline. We'll react to what he had to say, and you guys can jump in it. 216-474-0092. It's Jake Volnick with you guys right here on Overtime on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.